hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the Equable. Please go check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I am your host, Ryan McQueeny. Joined today with Head Writing Center Tutor Jake Dineen.
Hello again.
Thanks again, Jake, for being here. No, we appreciate your help with today's special Halloween-themed episode.
Of course.
If you're just joining us, Jake and I have looked at some famous Equable horror stories and the incident of the waffles breaking the table. Which is a hilarious story. And then we also ran through kind of the rhetoric of horror. What did you came up with something better.
I thought of a little saying, we could say horrific rhetoric.
Oh.
Thought that has a little...
Leave it to Jake Dineen to come up with the best title. So, of course, we have not forgotten about America's favorite talk show segment, Word of the Day. And to remind everyone, we're going to give one last hint for word of the day before we do our rhetoric of pop. So mormaluki is the word. It's noun from Greek origin.
Mormaluki.
Mormaluki. Mormaluki. Our first hint was in the mind.
In the mind.
Our second hint is that it can be grown out of. So...
Very mysterious.
I have no idea, and we'll get back to it. If you have any guesses, Skrull Nation, text us in or text them to us at 773-325-7341. Again, that's 773-325-7341. Text your guesses in for what mormaluki means. But going back to rhetoric of pop, this week we've chosen a throwback jam, Thriller by Michael Jackson, who is the king of pop.
Yes.
So probably a very appropriate person to be playing for rhetoric of pop. You know, we chose it because it's a song that gets played a lot during this time of the year. And it's, you know, the Halloween theme, trying to stick on topic. But I think it does offer us a lot of cool, you know, analysis opportunities. And I think a lot of it is very similar to the things we touched on with the short story and some of the fundamentals of scary and the fundamentals of horror in the previous segment. Jake, what did you think about this song?
I mean, I think it obviously does a nice job of being spooky. And we did talk a lot about, you know, suspense and building tension. And even, you know, with the first verse, we kind of get that feeling, you know, it's close to midnight and something evil is lurking. So it's, again, that sense of not knowing exactly what's going to happen, but, you know, that something bad will.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because Michael Jackson has decided here to not, I mean, it's all you. So you try to scream, but Tara takes the sound before you make it. Mm-hmm. You try to freeze, his horror looks you right between the eyes. So it's connecting with the audience in a way, because it's saying, it's putting the audience as the subject of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying this is a situation that happened to Michael Jackson, it's a situation that either could, you know, could be happening to any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I mean, it's scary. I mean, it, I think that, I agree with you, but it's close to midnight, kind of just setting the scene. I mean, nothing good happens after midnight, as my mother once said. You know, no one's going to save you. You're fighting for your life. These are types of things that, you know, if they didn't, if they weren't coming through a pop song, mm-hmm. if someone were just saying this to you, someone were to walk up to you and say this, you'd be terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very easy to kind of forget about some of the cool rhetorical things he's doing in this song that do draw on those elements of kind of just the fundamentals of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another element to it. I don't know if you noticed this kind of the element of the girl, the Michael Jackson being the caregiver. It's down in
was that the third chorus?
Yeah.
Girl, this is Thriller.
Yeah.
I actually didn't notice that. Is him as the caretaker.
It gets back, I mean, at the end of the day, it gets back to that. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's the, oh, okay, the subject was this girl maybe now, and it's this girl that, oh, let Michael take care of you.
Yeah.
So.
He's the hero, kind of.
Which is, mm-hmm. turns out to be pretty typical of a very popular song like this, where it's does get back to the singer and it does get back to
mm-hmm.
kind of them gaining something out of it at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've just got this phenomenal rap at the end by Vincent Price, which I think sticks with the same elements of, you know, throughout of what's been going on throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
Touches on a, you know, a few more sensory details, like the foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 nights. Those sensory details throughout. And what is a sensory detail like that give you? So, you know, when you're watching a scary movie, you can see these things.
Yeah. And it's a way of doing that, you know, but just in a different context. So like here we're listening to this, but, you know, instead of seeing the scene, it's being told to us. So right. we're still imagining it, but
mm-hmm.
we're being given those details.
And so those details become more important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do a very good job of painting the scene for us, even though there is no visual element to the song.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously the music video is very famous. Music mm-hmm. video, the dance is very famous. And you kind of associate those things with it now when you hear it, but just hearing it, you still get those images too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running out of time, and I want to get back to word of the day, because I'm very curious about what today's word of the day is. And Jake, I'd like to hear your final guess on what mormaluki, the noun from Greek origin, that the hints are in the mind and can be grown out of.
In the mind and can be grown out of.
We need a final guess from you.
Oh, man. Well, I think my mormaluki is out of the door, my malarkey thing. Guess so. In the mind that you can grow out of, I don't know. I really don't, like, maybe you go first and then I'll the second hint really throws me off. Something you can grow out of.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I think it's like something, I'm thinking about the physical in the mind, like brain stuff, which I think is throwing me off because I don't think I have it right. So I would say some sort of maybe like some sort of mindset of some sort, like a negative mindset. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so maybe in the sense that malarkey is like, that's a bunch of usually negative, stupid things.
Yeah, okay, so you didn't get it right. Malarkey was not right. Let's be honest with ourselves here. So let's reveal. So Marmalukey is, Robert, you dog. Yeah, he kept this very on topic with the Halloween theme. Marmalukey is imaginary creature who haunts children. Or
that sounds like an
imaginary monster.
Marmalukey. That sounds
like
that.
It all comes full circle, and Halloween themed episode is complete. And to wrap it up, you know, as always, we will see you next week at 11 every Friday morning at 11 o'clock. But like we do every episode, we try to wrap it up with, you know, I'll say this is Skrull Radio reminding you to, and then you'll say put it in writing. So,
all right,
this is Skrull Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.